Get ready for a transformation.
But in this kingdom, we start growing. We are replacing those carnal thoughts with the word of God. Our minds are renewed to the word of God. At that time, glory, glory, glory. So when we are speaking from knowledge. Or you wake up and say, "Hey, bonga fish and gari." Glory to God! I took it in the dream. I will never take it in life. In the name of Jesus.
Say, "I'll never be poor."
Jesus Christ. Pay attention to everything I'm going to show you.
Another life-changing moment with Apostle Peters.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. Genesis, chapter number 1, beginning from the first verse. Okay, we are just following the Spirit, and we'll stop wherever the Spirit asks us to stop. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, it is good to serve God. It is good to be faithful with God. It is wonderful. It is profitable. But it's so important that you know what God thinks about you. What does God think about you? How many of you have, do you have an idea what God thinks about you? What does he think about you? How does he see you? What light? You know, God has his own light. In his light, how does he perceive you? If they should ask you now and say, okay, now, if they ask God about you, okay, and say, let me look for somebody. Okay, what's your name? Yemi, good. Somebody asks you and say, what does God think about Yemi right now? What will you say? For some people, the first thing they will be thinking is, God thinks I'm a sinner. Some others, well, God thinks that I love him. It's just that my flesh is not letting me rest. And somebody else will say, God knows that I really want to serve him. It's just that I have a lot of challenges. You should clear these challenges first. God knows that I want to become so great, but school fees is the issue. God knows that, you know, different things. But in God's light, that's not how God judges. That's not how he sees you. Can I show you something? According to God's word, the way God sees you is this way. God sees you as invincible. He sees you as, oh God. Let me show you this. The Lord will help me be able to talk to you. Because I'm scared, just scared, thinking about it. Can you go to the 26th verse? We'll come back to verse 1, but let me just show you something. And God said, now this is the beginning of it all. The beginning of it all. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion, 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 dominion. Let them have dominion. Now, in the mind of God, this was God's idea. God wanted to make another God on earth. The Bible says, according to the counsel of his will, it is his good pleasure to have to look down there and see God ruling and dominating. Now, I'm saying that to let you know that many times, if you're not careful, because of the situations we are going through, we see ourselves as victims. According to the word of God, no Christian is a victim. And no Christian is supposed to be a victim. And listen to me. Listen very hard. You know, I could come here now and tell you about the anointing that I carry. I could tell you about the anointing of different men of God. And now that you should learn to position yourself so that they can lay hands on you. You understand? And make your life better and all of that. And it will be easy for you because you don't really have much to do with that. You just say, at least the man is anointed. I just want him. Oh, yeah, come. You know, all of those. But that's not God's best. Do you understand? That's not God's best. God made that available to help you because you have not grown in his word. When you get after this life, there is a world after. And in that world after, there will be no man of God laying hands on you. No manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit will be in operation. The Bible says they will all go away. But there will still be something. Teaching ministry. Because that's so important to God. God wants all of his children to have knowledge. When rapture takes place, there will be God's children who have not grown spiritually. And so they will also be taken. But they cannot live that life. The life after. They can't live it without knowledge. So some of us will still be there teaching them so that they can grow in knowledge. Are you still out there? To let you know how important the teaching ministry is with God. So important. True knowledge shall the just be delivered. Delivered into where? Into his inheritance. Not delivered from the devil. Into his inheritance. Let me show you this. In the book of Genesis, God immediately reveals first what is so important to him about man. And he says, let them have dominion. Now, oh God, as you study the book of Genesis, you discover that this is not the first man that ever existed. How many of you knew about that? This is not the first man that ever existed. The Bible and of course historians also tell us that there was a man before. Several animals, amongst them one named man. But this time around, God is going to make man. He says, God said, let us make man. Did you see how he sounded? Let us make man. He didn't say, let us make a man. He says, let us make man in our image. So God is introduced. This time around, we are going to make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish. Now, what I said, some people are still wondering. You are still thinking on that. That's a very small truth. Why are you making a big deal out of that? There was a man before. Which one is that one again? It's a small truth. Many Bible scholars know this. So I'm not bringing one big revelation from somewhere. It's just that you didn't know it. So now you are knowing it. Okay? Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. Over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Next verse. Paratose. So God created man in his own image. Why? So that this man can successfully have dominion. God had to create him in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Really? Another day's talk. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Now the word replenish means that there was an earth before this one too. Because you don't replenish something for the first time. Replenish means to refill. That means it was filled before it became empty, and now you have to refill. That's what it means. And that's why when you studied about Noah, okay, after the flood, the same words was what God said. God told Noah, replenish. Do you understand? Refill. Because at that time, the flood had made the earth empty. He said, where did you get all this from? Well, you get this from the first and second verses of the book of Genesis, same book, chapter number one. Right there, say hallelujah. Now, I want to communicate something, but I have to establish some things. Do you understand? Okay. All right. Can you give me one moment? Let me just help you out with that. Would that be fine before we begin to fly? Okay. Now, go to Genesis chapter number 1, verse 1. Okay. Let me show it to you so that you will not be ignorant. God does not want you to be ignorant. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God created. First, God pre-existed the beginning. You understand? In other words, God was there in the beginning creating. So that was not the beginning of God. It was the beginning of creation. Alright? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, first, who created the heavens and the earth in the beginning? God. Who is this God? A perfect God. Now, if a perfect God is going to create, what will he create? Perfect things. Do you understand? So everything God created was perfect. But in the second verse, and the earth was without form. How can a prophet God create an earth that is without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep? How come? Darkness, a perfect God? That's because between verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible shows so too, and I will show you that shortly. Historians, of course, says, and Bible scholars, because the Bible says so, and I will show you that shortly, I said, because between 1 and 2, there was a large gap. Millions of years in between, it has been said. Something happened that scattered the earth. And it was God's anger. God got angry with the creatures that were here at the time, and most importantly with the devil, and kicked him. And that was when the devil was trying to raise his shoulders. You remember that story? He was trying to say, I will be like God. I will. And God kicked him out of heaven. God got angry, and every other thing scattered. And so that is the reason why the Hebrew word "and" there can also be translated "but." It didn't have to have been translated "and." Everything was perfect. God made everything perfect. But something happened. But the earth was without form. Now the word "was" there is the Hebrew word "ayah." It means became or had become. Now the same word you see down in the same chapter and in second chapter of the same book. It was used the same translation. "Ayah," which means that, but the earth became formless and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Oh dear. And the Spirit of God moved. Now, listen. Don't miss me now. If you miss me, go and take a pillow. Listen, don't miss me. Listen, God created man. We saw that now. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Okay, and it says to have dominion. The Bible says, be ye imitators of God. Now, when God is in trouble, think about it. When God is in trouble, how does God solve the problem? This is the first place in the Word of God that we got this principle. God created something good. Then some things happened and everything became empty. Everything got spoiled. Now God is about to fix it. How did he fix it? This is the principle that you should also have for your life. When things go chaotic in your life, how do you fix it? You follow God's principle on how he fixed his own, and you do the same thing and you have the same result. Glory to God. Come on, brothers and sisters, is the word beautiful? It is, right? If it is not, maybe your own area. It depends on where you're living. If you're living in one local area where you have hot and then you come out of hot, it won't be beautiful to you. But the world is beautiful, I'm telling you. Glory to God. And God made it. But the Bible says, and the earth became formless, void, empty. Empty. Can we quickly read that from the Amplified? Let's quickly move from the Amplified just to make it stronger. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. Became empty. Now, back to King James. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Can you see a secret there? Maybe you are in a situation. It might even be school. Have you ever heard, maybe you've met a student before that said, everything has scattered now. At this moment, there's nothing I can do. I'm already out of school. Everything has scattered. Follow this principle and you will recreate everything again. Either it's a marriage, it's a business. Follow this principle and you will recreate your world again. Look at this. The world had become empty. Darkness covers everywhere. Everywhere had become waste. Water covering everywhere. And the Bible says the Spirit of God moved. Now the word "move" there means to brood. It can also means to sit down and be meditating. The Spirit of God is sitting over the waters and meditating. It also means to move about. That means is that the Spirit of God did that at one time or the other, move about the face of the deep. Just going, hovering over. Why? He's waiting for an instruction. I remember that years ago, I had a little bit of issue while ministering. And in fact, let me just tell you. Some of you, you'll see that when I'm ministering, I speak and the Spirit of God goes into action. Right? You see, I don't have to jump. I may just sit and say, now the hand of God, as I'm talking, many times before I finish, things happen. But there was a time that I will shout and jump and say it, and things will not happen. And at other times, I will jump and shout, and something will happen. So there was one particular program or service. I had prayed. I had fasted. You know, there are some fasting you do, you are even very weak. And you think today, hey, heaven will shake. Listen, having the right code is so important. Knowledge is power. If you like, fast from today. That's why, you remember, your fasting will not make you have money. You see, those things are good. The good principles. Fasting and praying will not bring money, will not make you prosperous. Because that will be the wrong code. Now I fasted, prepared myself, prayed until I became so weak. And I thought, well, it's not an issue. After this service, I'll refuel. No issue. But this service, it will shake today. And I came and I started declaring things and nothing happened. Brothers and sisters, how will you feel if you were the one? That was when God taught me this principle. Listen, when you have mastered something, you will not be shaken. Let them carry me now, and carry me to anywhere and say, come and minister to them. The power of God will still move. Because God does not fail. And God taught me personally. Listen, I didn't learn it from him anywhere. God showed it to me. And says, the Lord said this. He said, the first thing you should always think of is the move of the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God move over the waters before you speak. Now, I will leave the other part as a little secret. Maybe for the ministers. Because God did the same thing. That's where many ministers make mistakes and they get frustrated in their lives. The Spirit of God is not moving over the waters. You are declaring. Then you come to a place in your life where you let the Spirit move all the time. The moment you step on that platform, you make the Spirit to begin to move. So that anytime you see anything, something will happen. Hey, say hallelujah. Never you forget it. I'm giving you an important principle. You see, knowing this principle, you know that your life is in your hands. You know that you are a bundle of success. You know that nothing can pull you down except you permit it. Because God's word cannot be broken. If God himself could follow the same principle. Now look at what God has done and see what has happened to it. Everything chaotic, everything scattered, formless. But God did not say anything. The Spirit of God had to move upon the face of the waters. Brothers and sisters, how do you make the Spirit of God move upon your situation? There are four ways. If you do any of these, the Spirit of God will be there moving. And when he moves over that situation, when he's moving, hovering over it, and you release your words, it will become potent. But if the Spirit of God is not hovering over that situation, and you talk, it will be empty. Listen to me before I give you the four ways. Number one, listen to this. This is so important. There is a difference between confession and releasing prophetic words. This is so important because I heard people, say that, you know, you'll be speaking confession. You just empty words. You may confess. Nothing will happen until the Spirit of God is moving. No! For confession, you don't need the Spirit of God to move over the waters. You are only declaring the word of God. The Greek word for confession is homologia. It means to say the same thing in consent with God. Do you understand? You pick the word of God and you're saying it. You are making confession, declaration to his name. That's different. You don't need any water, any spirit of God to move. But when you're going to give a prophetic word, you will need the spirit to be moving over the waters. That's why I can say anytime, any day, either I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I do not die like candle in the name of Jesus. Giving out instructions all the time to my angels in the mighty name of Jesus. I will never be poor in my life. I will never be poor in my life. I will never be poor in my life. And sometimes when you are making confession, when you start out with confession like that, you may feel empty at the beginning, but later on you will begin to stare something. Say hallelujah. Woo! You see, you have to understand the difference. Confession is different from prophecy. Never you forget it. So don't let anybody talk you as say. Some people, you know, they just confess. This is where Christians are frustrated. They just confess. So nothing is happening. And so they get No! Confession means homologia. It's Greek word homologia. It means saying the same thing as God. What has God said concerning you in his written word? You pick it and you say it as many times as you want. Things are happening. Don't think things are not happening. Number one, your mind will be affected first. There's a way it impacts on your mind, your consciousness, your mindset. Because when you say it long enough, your mind begins to think it. And once you begin to see it, then you are being positioned to enter. Are you still out there? All right. I wanted to give you how to make the spirit move. Number one, there are simple things. Praying in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, which is praying with tongues, you make the spirit move when you do it long enough. That's why many times before you give a word, a prophetic word, it's called the sword of the spirit. Before you give that word, it's good that you have stirred something. The Holy Ghost is already moving, hovering over your situation. You look at that situation and you are praying with tongues about it. When you're full and you release words, the Holy Ghost will swing into action. Remember, the Holy Spirit is a doer. That's one. Number two, through worship. When you worship God in truth, you command the presence of God there. There are times that you're worshiping God like that. While you're worshiping God and you're saying, Lord, and you're worshiping, at first you may not feel anything. But when you go on, you begin to feel this tingling. Your hands that you need. That's why it's good to lift your hands when you're worshiping God. Begin to feel some things in your fingers. Woo! Glory! And then your voice begins to shake. You didn't start out that way. But now you've gone deeper. That's why some people sometimes when they go, you know, them ladies, they can't contain it anymore. Ah! In the room, say, what's wrong with her? The Holy Ghost has taken over. After such a time of worship, where the atmosphere is charged, then you release the sword of the Spirit. That's the word of God concerning that situation. You say in the name of Jesus. Remember, all the time you're worshiping, you have your eyes fixed on that situation. And you're worshiping God for his greatness over this situation. Because God is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above that you could ever ask or think, over this situation. While you're worshiping, you know, you've stirred the Spirit of God now. He's hovering over this situation. Then you give your word. You say, in the name of Jesus, I command everything to turn around for my good. Ah! Worship. 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 Number three, meditation. Meditation is when you are by yourself, thinking on God's word. Listen, don't meditate on the wrong things. You must be careful. Whatever you meditate on goes deep down into your spirit and becomes one with your spirit, such that the result will be that you will act out, if it's faith or fear, you will act it out unconsciously because it will have become a part of your life now. Meditation makes what you are meditating on becomes a part of your life. That's the reason why those who meditate on the word of God a lot, they are bold. You don't have to try to put it up. They are bold. Somebody just happy. Hey! So what? Another person, hey! Stop it. I'm a child of God. No! You see? What has he been meditating on? Fear! One trailer now went and hit one thing. He read it in the news. He watched it. Hey. Ah, it is well though. Now she's leaving that place. Her mind is not leaving. She's doing something in the kitchen. She's still thinking about Sheila. You see, the more you're what are you doing? You are meditating. You're pushing it down. Every more of those meditations you do, you push it, you're pushing it deeper, driving it deep until it becomes a part of your life, such that you cannot rest anymore. Now you will act in fear before thinking. You want to enter a bus, the driver was let me enter now before you move on. Because I'm only pressing on the young. You see, fear. Your files are full of fear files. That's what you have inside. Think of what, look at it. You need to check what you have been thinking on, what you've been meditating on. If you see your life going in a certain direction, your attitude, the way you think, the way you reason, your mindset, is as a result of all your meditations. By the way, so when you meditate on the word of God, as you're meditating the spirit of God, we begin to get ready. When you meditate, you go deeper. It will begin to hover over your situation. It will begin to go around over your situation. I'm telling you now, you know, there are young men in this place, and you think all that can get you to the top is by planning well, working hard. I feel so sorry for you. Not that way. I'm giving you the principles now. Hold on to it. That's why I would say to you, what you should listen to more in your life is the word of God. But so and so is not listening to the word of God. Never listened to the word of God, but he's doing great right now. That's so and so. Check out. Is he a Christian? I'm not talking about somebody who just prays in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about somebody who's a Christian. Is he having a real walk with God? Because you have to understand, there are two kingdoms. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. Every child of God belongs in the kingdom of light. And in this kingdom, we have principles. Our principles are not the same as their principles. If you're going to be great and successful, you will follow the kingdom principles to become so. Now, if you walk out and you choose to use their principles, you will go their way, and that means you are not coming our way. You are not ending up with us. You know what? Somebody say, I will be very serious with God, and yet I will follow their principles. It will not work for you. You can try it. You will now be frustrated. That's when you now think of that there is a curse following you. There are some mama, you see, because you can't understand it. I mean, the other guy is doing it, and I'm doing it also. I'm even a Christian. Plus the fact that I'm a Christian, I'm doing it, supposed to work fast. It doesn't work that way. We have principles here. Learn the principles here in this kingdom. Put them to work. You will see how God will push you to the top. Are you still out there? Meditation is something very powerful. This is the reason why some husbands think the way they think. Some wives think the way they think. Some, you know, and so on and so forth. You marry a guy and you wonder, why is this guy thinking like this? What kind of mind is this? Thinking small, thinking poor, thinking fearful, thinking, you know, you just thought, what? It's because of his meditation. What has he been meditating on? Maybe the background, and so on and so forth. Meditation is important. If you have the right, if you meditate on the right things, the right mindset, nothing will be able to stop you in this world. I'm telling you, nothing will be able to. You'll be unstoppable, unbeatable. Not the skin of your color, not your height, not your educational background, nothing. I told you on Sunday, don't seek to know men that are at the top. Seek to know Jesus. Because Jesus knows all men. And it doesn't take him anything to knock somebody on the head and say, my friend, go help him. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little. I'm wondering if you can take this more. Ibarata sote kishto. Come on. Open your spirit now. Barato seke rondo shende prosodiata. Ibarasa. You are mighty and holy. You are lifted up above. We worship you, so we worship. Hallelujah. I think we are quite ready. You know, many times we are deceived by the physical and we forget about the spiritual. You know, young people, they've not seen things in life. No, they've not. So when you're talking like this, their mind is not stable. They can't fathom it. They think it's another preaching. Have you ever stood with somebody and the person falls dead right beside you? Right beside you. You spoke just a few minutes ago. But right beside you. Right beside you. It will give you sense. You will see how empty this life can be without Christ. And not just Christ as in I'm born again, but walking with God. Walking with God. Walking with God. You know that no matter how good you are, even you, that you are so good and you're so walking with God, you are still a target for the devil. Not to talk of somebody that is not serious. You put all these, your plans together. You have planned it out. Listen, after this one, I will now do I can. After I can, I will now do. So you want to be a what? A chartered accountant. Until you discover that all them devils are against you to shatter your life. But you thought you have it all planned out. You've forgotten that the world is spiritual. So they discuss things like this with you. You. Why? You still have 5,000 naira in your account. And you know that if it finishes, you'll call your mommy or daddy to send you another one. Some people don't wake up until they get into a situation, a tight corner. They don't wake up. You have a wristwatch now. Nice one. So you can toast any girl that comes around. They sent you some clothes. The last time you went home, actually when you got home, clothes were waiting for you. So they already, as you are going back to school, you go with these clothes. So he said, wardrobe change. So you come to school now, nobody's resting. That's what you are focusing on. You are thinking on how you can match it, how you can. You don't know nothing about life. Nothing. As I'm talking to you, you better be listening. You better be listening for your life and make up your mind that you're going to be tough on the inside. You can be a perfect gentleman on the outside. Do you understand? But you are tough on the inside. Gentle smile. Calmly. Everything is calm. But on the inside, fire. Glory to God. A gentleman cannot defeat the devil. He says, Satan, go. I command you in the name of Jesus. Hey, we can be gentle on the outside, but on the inside, yeah, glory to God. We take no nonsense. That's the Holy Ghost working in the sister. We take no nonsense. You look at the devil highball to highball and say, get out! Glory to God. Few minutes. minutes ago, you were just calm and by yourself. But then you turned, you saw him. He's Lucy. Lucy, out of here in Jesus' name. Hey, glory to God. Parakalabasanti. But if you don't have the word of God in your spirit, if you're not built, you'll be another victim. The devil will come into your room and say, I'll kill you. I'll kill you. You say, what? I will never be disadvantaged. Listen, you have to understand, we are not of this world. Listen, do you know what it means to be a Christian? Do you know? Don't be deceived, though. Don't be deceived by all the teachings that you must have heard about a Christian that has something following, one pattern disturbing, one juju after him, one this after. And they said, you know, I met the other Christian the other day and I cast out the devil. Something has happened in the Father's house. Something has happened. Those things are real, but that is not the absolute truth. There's a greater truth. There are other sets of Christians. They don't belong in that group. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Two kinds of Christians can stay in the same room. One is being beaten and battered by the devil, but the other one is saying, minus me. No, 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 1,000 times no. You see, I wish I could. But the Lord, we are coming. We are coming. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right. So, meditation is the third one. Meditation. Meditation. It makes the Spirit of God over the situation. For instance, they've given you a declaration. Maybe it's a doctor. They gave you this declaration that you have something wrong with your health. You go to the word of God and begin to meditate. The scripture says, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And you look up that word, temple is the word that means shrine. My body is the shrine of the Holy Ghost. Shrine of the Holy Ghost. And you expect sickness to stay there. You put your mind, you're meditating. As you meditate deep on it, you know what will happen? The Spirit of God will begin to hover over the situation. Then you can say, you sickness, I command you to die. Die, 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 die. As you say that, it cannot go to action. You see that? Because the Spirit of God has hovered. The final way that you can make the Spirit of God over this situation, move over the waters, is called silence. Silence. This is when you are by yourself in your room, seated. Maybe you have worshipped God. Maybe you have finished praying and you just stay there. Did you ever read it? Be still and know that I'm God. You are there quiet. Many times when you're there with your eyes shut, before you stay long, you begin to feel something. You see, something is moving. You have been silenced now. The Spirit of God is acting on you. Oh, say hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, many times we are not calm. God's children are not calm. That is the thing. He goes away. He's supposed to be calm there. No. Learn to have a time called quiet time. Or we should call it silence time. When you're just there by yourself, in your mindset, now the presence of God is here. I'm just there. Calm. Calm. Before you know it, the anointing, your body will begin to get the current of that divine electricity. I will leave that for another day. This is not a minister's meeting. Glory to God. I will say hallelujah. Say, I will never be defeated in my life. I have just a short moment to round this up. Okay, let's see. See, there's a lot here. There's a lot in this chapter. Let's see if we can just go. Will you want me to go a little deeper? All right, let's move on now. And God, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, next verse. And God said, after that has happened, God now began to say, and God said, let there be light. Powerful principle. Let there be light. The situation has been chaotic. Everything scattered. What you need now is light. Remember, there is darkness all over the place. What is light? Revelation. What is light? Truth. What is light? Knowledge. That's where you now get the knowledge of what is going on. What is happening in this situation? What is causing this? What caused this? Do you understand? What is going on here? I want to know what's going on. That's when you pray for light. Father, show me. For what reason? Why should I be at this level or in this shop for so long? Show it to me. And you begin to pray. Marato sete. Let there be light. I want to see it. Let there be light. And the light will come to you. I tell you, one of the greatest things that you can have as a Christian that will be of great blessing to you is direction. Direction. Once it comes, you will know. You know what to do. But when you are in darkness, like Jesus said, when you are in darkness, you don't know where you are going. You weary yourself against the dark. Did you ever read that in the scriptures? But with light, you can see clearly. You can now take your steps. So the smartest thing, what did God do? God said, let there be light. And there was light. Light showed up. A powerful principle. It starts with knowledge. When you have now seen it, you can now begin to create other things. In the name of Jesus, I command the money to now come. In the name of Jesus, I command the people to now come. You see, you are creating other things now. Why? Because there is light. You know where you're going. You can see what you are doing. Say hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's read this. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Next verse. And God saw the light, that it was good. I love it. And God divided the light from the darkness. Now, as you study the Bible says, God, how did God make that light? The Bible says, in the midst of the darkness, God called the light out. You know, you wouldn't ever know, even though that the Bible says it, says so, that there could be light inside darkness. Light also signifies or symbolizes solution. Many times when you are in a situation, rough situation, the solution may be inside. When God opens your eyes, you can call light, the solution, out of it. From the very problem. He commands light to shine out of darkness. That means all the while light has been inside that darkness, but you command it to shine forth. Hear me. Jesus. He said, I'm the light of the world. It was the light. It was command. He came out of darkness in his word. Guess what he said? He said to us, we are the light of the world also. In the dark world, you shone forth. That's why he says, translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And yet we ourselves, we are light coming out of darkness into light. That's another big revelation. I don't want to confuse you. I will leave it for another day. That's another one. As you're looking at me, look at me very well. You trace my family or trace anywhere. I'm a light coming out of there. And that's the way you should see yourself. If you understand this, you will not despise your mother. You will not despise your daddy. You will not despise your siblings. You will not despise your family. You will say, what kind of a local family is this? Oh, no, you are the light that God has called out of there. Do you understand? What are you supposed to do? Take your place. Make up your mind to shine. But you know, you may decide not to. Instead of you shining forth, you are amongst them, you are covering your light, painting your light. You know, oh gosh. How will you dull your light? Very simple. Wrong music. wrong films, wrong things, wrong meditation, you are done. And yet you are the light of that family. You are not willing to pay the price. You're not willing. Which means that your period will soon be exhausted. God will now be seeking for someone else from that same family to bail you out. Meanwhile, you are the one that God has called to be the light. All you needed to do is to take your place. Somebody must pay the price. Do you understand? Everybody cannot be there. You cannot be down there to pull others up. You have to come up to help them up. But if you want to stay down there, you can't pull them. You see why your own life should be different. You should plan your own life differently, strategically. It may not be easy, but you have something in focus. I'm coming. I don't want to end up like daddy. No, 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 no. I don't want to. I see what is going on there. You know, sometimes, many times, what we call curses and patterns are not really it. We are our own trouble, our own pattern. Sometimes. It happens with this. It happens with, you could stop it. You could stop it. You could say, no, well, I'm not going in that direction. And that would be it. I'm not going in that. I'm not going. And now you start first by planning. Plan your life in Christ. But when you begin to behave like them, you will end up like them. Every party they are organizing, you are also there. You want to go there. Everything. The same way. This is how mommy went to. This is how daddy went. That's how they grew up. That's why they're in their situation. Oh. Some of you, they even fight you. Won't you come on for the party? And you too, you're happy. I can't miss it. I can't afford to miss it. You are there. You don't know whether the problem is even the food you've been eating from them since. All those fellowshipping with their, I don't want to say their demons. All of you are fellowshipping together. The same level. The time comes that somebody has to step out and say, I want to step aside. I'm coming. You guys should hold on for me. I'm coming to deliver you. But I got to step aside. When you begin to do that, you are becoming serious with life. Some of you have so much unnecessary attachment with family members. Listen, your family members, they are blessings to you. But so much attachment is not good for you. Except you want to end up like them. There is nobody, check the Bible, those that God separates and make great. How did God do it? He called them out. How did he do it with Abraham? Listen, these things are all in the Bible. Just follow the principles. They are the same thing. He told Abraham, come out of your father's house. If I'm going to do something great with your life, you have to come out. Now, that does not mean necessarily physical coming out. It means in your mindset. Do you understand? Some of you can kill yourself over Ondo. I am from Ondo. You cannot argue with me. I'm the son of the soil. You can't do anything about it. Is drawing you back in life, but you don't know, and you'll be arguing. No, those of us that are on, there is a way we behave. Those of us that are on, those of us, I'm a typical Ibadan man. You now say, well, I just think it's something, it's a pattern that is fighting me. You put yourself under the pattern. Or what is it called now? You put yourself under it. You know from history that they said, okay, for those of you that are still claiming it, I'm sorry. Okay, but I have to say the truth. They've said it that all those from that place, they say, in fact, the way they praise them and eulogize them is that Ibadan people, there's a way they pick things. You understand? And now you've been claiming it about your life. Typical Ibadan man. You are now saying, I'm fighting with temptation. Anytime I see something that does not belong to me, I want to pick it. Temptation. But you said you are typical. Don't you understand? Every one of them, they have something that is fighting them. Either you say you are from Anambra, or you are from, there is something that is about them. Something negative at least. That when we talk about it, we talk about those from there. Talk about it, we talk about those from this other place. Can't you just claim that you are from Zion? What is wrong with you? Glory. You are a Christian. And I need need to tell you, in where I came from, in that place we are loaded. There is no disadvantage. The Bible calls it that there, company of angels, innumerable angels. Do you understand? You are a Christian. Somebody say, well, when they, what if they hack us, they give us a form to fill? What will I not write there? Write that one there. Who is asking you? A mortar man. What's he giving you? Mortar paper. So write mortar answer there. So don't kill yourself. Where are you from? You know, when they hack me, let me tell you, I used to do it. Well, tell me, young man, where are you from? I said, well, my parents are from. That's where I say it. Because listen, words are powerful. Words can liberate you and words can put you in bondage. To you, you think, I just said it. It doesn't really mean much. I just said it. I was just playing. In the realm of the spirit, there is no play, brothers and sisters. You've never read anywhere Jesus said, well, I was just playing. Have you ever read that? No, never. Words are powerful. Powerful, especially if you know that the name of where they said you came from is not a good one at all. There are negative things about it, and you love to claim it. Ah, maybe in that place, once they marry like this, they must marry a second wife. Maybe once they marry like this, they must beat their wife to stupor. Maybe once something, and you keep claiming it, and you say, no, I'm going to go another way. No, you have put yourself under the same spirit that is ruling them by declaring it with your mouth. You are a Christian first. That's what you should understand. I'm a Christian. What does it mean to be a Christian? It means to be, not today. I can't tell you that today. Glory to God. Oh, no. Pray in the Holy Ghost. You know, Jesus said, there's a lot of things. I have a lot of things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. There's a lot. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Parato seke rosta dista. Libarando sendo brende sostekira. Chebrata seda brada sata. Le brande so sekira tashti. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on. Pray in the Spirit. Sharabala sonda leborosa baga hatstekira. Yebarante. The word of God is working in my spirit. The word of God is working in my spirit. Sharata la brande soda brande seke rondo shuta. Ibarata sate brande sozo brande sha. Ibrudo se debro sonda braga lego shata barata si. Libradro so presho corate se riga libro. I am not of this world. Well, I'm not of this world. I belong in God's kingdom. I am not of this world. Shirata soze prondo sopra de degera. Li rendo sombra shata. Haya barata soze kira. Edre sobra dashtarate. Irande rebo sede hosta bagahaya. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Your faith is alive. Your faith is alive. Your faith is alive. Your faith is alive. Sharata sata barata lega rata shanda barra. Iga rose ke roto sta brandese. Le bratas de garose di garanti. Oh, brado se garo shata barra te de bradado se de do. Irada rabaro se de sobra da da barata la brasi. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Leo Rato Shatabada. Le Ratada City. All things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. All things are working for my good. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Listen, you have to use your mouth now. I declare that there's no limitation over my life. No matter what kind of limitation there has been experienced in my earthly family, I am disconnected from it. In the name of Jesus, I don't belong in that realm. No limitation will work against my life. Come on, open your mouth and make your declaration now. Prophesy now. I remove myself from every form and any form of limitation. Errata sombra da rabaga soda shata. Ibarata so reporo frade so stagira. Errata la ba. Ibarando sente gura paste. Hasanda rabaraba sonde reboroshe. Reto sata barata lebrado sekira. Ekarata da 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 ra da da shata da da da. Rata la brashata barata zagarata la brada rododo brada garata shata. I'm a child of God. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of power. I'm full of the life of God. I'm full of the anointing. Reto shata ba. I refuse to be limited in the name of Jesus. I do not walk in limitations. Pareto Z. Pareto Z. Pareto Z. Pareto Z. Pareto Z. The baranda shata bagarata sata. The barata sata bashata barata labra. Frado sedabara shanti. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. I'm a victor. Sharata labaya. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be down in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be weak. I refuse to be poor in the name of Jesus. Reto shata baraka labaya. Ibarata sata barata labashara baraka. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, I'm full of divine life. I'm full of the life of God. I'm full of the life of God. I'm full of the life of God. I'm full of the wisdom of God. The wisdom of the kingdom of God is working in my spirit. Reto shata barata labrahati. Nerabashanta labarabasi. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
This message was produced by Supernatural Kingdom Church. To get more of our messages, call 0816-0114-389. Thank you and God bless you.